Welcome to Durango Digs. You're tuned in to AM 1240 KDJO as well as 98.3 FM. Jack Llewellyn with the Chamber of Commerce, and we have a few chamber events coming up. On Tuesday, we have Coffee Connection down at Visit Durango, and then we have our Eggs and Issues, which is coming up on Wednesday, the 14th. That's from 8 o'clock in the morning to 10 o'clock. And go to durangobusiness.org to register for both of those events. And we'll be talking with the two treasurers, or two running for treasurer. We have Allison Eichley, the incumbent, up against Aaron Hutchinson. And then we also will have the three county commissioners, incumbent Clyde Church, with also Brad Blake and Jack Turner. And we'll be grilling them, I say. We'll ask him a lot of questions. And then we have our appreciation, I say barbecue, but it's not a barbecue. It's at the Chamber of Commerce from 5 to 7 on the 15th. And that's coming up. We got a lot of things happening. And it's also Pancake Day on the 15th. So if you want pancakes in the morning, go get pancakes. If you're a chamber member, come on by the Chamber from 5 to 7. Big shout out to Peak Food and Beverage, Steamworks, and El Moro, and also Home Slice. They'll be catering. Okay, that's a mouthful. Hannah, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Hannah Minkler in the house, as well as Veronica Lassiter. How are you?
Hey, Jack. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Now, Hannah, did I capture everything? Because during the day, you work at the Chamber.
It's true. Yes.
Plus the Chamber shirt.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, you did. You got everything. We have a lot coming up, that's for sure.
We do have a lot coming up. And you love your job, right?
I do. I love it. I love being part of the community.
It's fun. Yep. It's a lot of fun. It is. And you're also a part of the community through the La Plata County Farm Bureau.
I am. Yes, I'm a board member.
Yep. And you have a few things coming up.
We do. So every year we have a big annual meeting. And I don't even really want to say meeting because it's not as much of a meeting this year. It's a big picnic. And so it's next Saturday, which is the 17th of September. And we're going to be out at La Platte's Pond in Bayfield. And they were nice enough to donate the venue to us. And so what we're doing is it starts at 4 p.m. And the idea is just to kind of have fun, get together. You don't have to be a member of Farm Bureau to attend. And we're going to have food from Porky's Smokehouse, which is from Ignacio. And we're going to have some live music from Spaghetti Western Band. And it's just going to be a great time to come out. And Veronica, do you want to talk a little bit more about it?
Yeah, sure. It's just a time to have some fun. You know, we work so hard. The farming and ranching community works so hard throughout the year. We thought, no meeting, just let's get together and have a celebration of agriculture. We will have dancing, and so bring your dancing shoes, Jack.
You're going to have, you don't want me dancing. So people say to me, you know, I always use the line, it's two-step, not toe-step. And I always say, I thought I was dancing great till someone stepped on my face.
So, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, well, yeah. Sometimes. But so you have dancing. You're also, okay, I've interviewed you on the other radio station, and you said dummy roping.
Yeah.
And then you looked at me.
We're going to have some yard games, family-friendly yard games. We'll have some cornhole, a big Jenga, dummy roping, if you've never done it. I've never done it. I'm excited to try it and see how much skill I really have. We can pretend. Yeah, but it's going to be fun. Farm Bureau is just such a cool organization to be a part of. And Hannah and I enjoy putting this event together every year. So
when I think of Farm Bureau, I know there's Farm Bureau Insurance with Mark Craig. You know, he's right next door, I think, you know, just 20th and Main here. And I know you can get tickets for the event at his office, $20 in advance, $25 at the door, or at Basin Co-op. And just go up and say, I want to get Farm Bureau tickets. And I want to go back to a big shout out to Cree and Paul Black for donating the venue.
Yes, they are such an awesome pair. Just love them out in Bayfield. We're lucky to have them in our community.
Absolutely. And I love the venue. What I love, too, about being at La Platte's Pond is being by the pond when the sun sets. One of the most beautiful sunsets I ever saw was during a Wipot event they hosted years ago. And the reflection off the pond, you know, and they have the big fire pit and all the yard games. So big, big shout outs to them. And again, this is, if you haven't been out there, it's at 311 County Road 501 in Bayfield. And I always say, just go to the big roundabout.
Yep. And look for the flag.
Look for the flag. They'll have the American flag flying. And again, this is all happening once again on September 17th. Event starts at 4 o'clock. And a lot of fun things going on.
Yeah.
I just rambled there for a while. Yeah, now, I mean, the Farm Bureau, getting back to what I started to say, squirrel. So with the Farm Bureau, I do think of the insurance, but it's more than that.
Oh, it's so much more, Jack, and I'm so glad you're letting us share those details, because the Farm Bureau Federation itself does so much advocacy for agriculture. Their biggest mission is to preserve the Colorado way of life. We have county offices or county boards, which mm-hmm. Hannah and I are part of La Plata County. And then we have state office, who is constantly working up on our behalf at the Capitol. And then in D.C., we have representation. So it's a really cool organization to be a part of if you want your volunteer, if you want your donations, your dollars to be active.
Right.
Because they're, you know, it's just an amazing organization. And a lot of resources for Farm Bureau members, leadership groups and trainings and political trainings and, oh, just so many classes and trainings you can take advantage of.
Now, do I have to have a farm or a ranch or own a tractor? You know, I have a Kubota. You know, and
all, that's good. It's a good start.
I got the Kubota, she got the house kind of thing. You know, one of those statements.
But nothing runs like a deer, Jack.
Well, all right. So here's some trivia. So my old college roommate from 40 years ago, he's from New Club Paradox. His name's Jess Lopez. He works for John Deere. He's one of their higher ups. I mean, he ran all of their operations in Brazil.
Well, there you go.
I know.
Drive that to work.
I can afford the. Well, he's given me a bunch of John Deere hats. Oh, I gave him that one.
Yeah, you did. I have it at my office. Yeah.
Yeah, but mine's orange, and he heckles me every time. But anyway, that being said, so do I need to own ranch land, farmland? You know, because I can't even grow a spider plant. So can I be in the Farm Bureau?
You can. You don't actually have to be a producer. Okay. So if you wanted to, there's a couple things you can do. So we have producer members, which is someone, you know, obviously that's in production. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that can be multiple varieties of production. It's not always just what you think of, maybe beef. You know, you could grow honey. You could be an organic farmer. There's all sorts of things.
Okay.
But that's a producer member. And it's only $100 a year. And then if you want to be what we call kind of like a general member, mm-hmm. that's $40 a year.
Oh.
That's it. And so, again, wow. Like Veronica said, what that gets you is it gets you representation where it matters. Mm-hmm. So on the state and federal level. And then you also have your local group by right. county or district that's working for you. So you don't have to be a member of, you know, active
sure.
production. And then the other thing is we have a group called Friends of Farm Bureau, and
okay.
that can be, if you don't want to buy a membership, but you do support ag, and you just kind of want to put your name towards it and be like, hey, I support this, I support what you're doing, then you can be a friend of Farm Bureau. And so it's more just being a stakeholder,
yeah.
and you'll get, you know, some great information quarterly about what local Farm Bureau is doing, but you don't need to pay anything.
Well, in agriculture, I don't, you know, whether it's growing hay, cattle production, pig farming, whatever it might be, it to me is, I don't quote me on this, but I'm trying to remember from the economic impact that the agricultural industry has. It's like the second largest producer in Colorado, if I remember that right. I'm trying to go back
That's
to Rich
correct.
Wabakine's presentation at Fort Lewis. And
yep.
every year he talks about agriculture mm-hmm. is a huge component of our economy in Colorado.
It is. Yeah, so you're right. The second largest industry in Colorado is agriculture, only second to tourism.
Right.
So it's huge. And, you know, the interesting thing about agriculture is it's, unfortunately, it kind of seems to be a dying thing in a way. So mm-hmm. the average age of a farmer and rancher right now is over 60 years old.
Oh.
Yeah. And so 2% of our population produces all the food that we eat in our country.
Yeah, 2%. I've heard you say that before. Mm-hmm. And to me, that's amazing, because I would assume, I mean, your family has a ranch out in Ignacio, and
yep.
you put up how many bales of hay earlier this year?
We put up about 2,000 bales every year.
So that's a lot.
It
that's
is.
That's a lot of hay. And when I look at that, and you work at the chamber, which you can't leave. But I look at that, and you know that the legacy or the production, and I'm sure a lot of the ranchers too are the kids are not taking it on.
Yeah, they're not, and you know there's a couple reasons for that. One, it's a lot of work. It's
yeah.
really hard, and it's not just the physical work. I mean, there's a lot of hard you know, there's a lot of mental challenges as well, you know, that's really taxing. And, but then there's other things like the cost of land, which we all know about. Right. It's hard enough as it is for anyone, let alone to get acreage. And then, you know, you're dealing with irrigation water and you're dealing with weather, you know, and
now you want it to rain, cut hay.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's really hard. It's a challenge.
Well, and I would think too that, you know, going in, and like, I'm going to think of the farmer's market. I'm going to call it boutique farming, you know, because you have the smaller acreages. You know, maybe somebody has an acre to 10 acres and they're growing, you know, the different vegetables down at the farmer's market. Or, you know, a lot of the large production, large scale, that's tough. And, you know, I drove through the San Luis Valley a couple weeks ago and I looked at a truck and I was like, what are those rocks? Those potatoes. This huge semi with potatoes. And I'm going, there's a lot of potato farming out there, a lot of that. So with the Farm Bureau, and you have the event coming up on the Saturday, September 17th. Again, it's at La Platte's Pond at 4 o'clock. Barbecue, kids game, kids under 8 can come in for free. It's only $20. That's food. Is there a cash bar? No. Or is there no drink?
No cash bar. We're, you know, we're just trying to recoup costs and gather. So that was going to be kind of an extra expense. We didn't feel that was completely necessary. So
I want to point that out. So this is an alcohol-free event.
It is, yeah.
So I think that's important to let people know that that, you know, you can come out and you know, if you're used to having a beverage, well, guess what? You don't need one to have fun.
It's
And I think that's so important to point out because this is a family friendly event, and you can come out, you can do the dummy roping, you can do the cornhole games, you can do all sorts of stuff, and all the money raised goes to support the Farm Bureau.
Right, and all our just the local causes that we try and you know, work toward throughout the year. We have Hannah mentioned the Friends of Farm Bureau project that she's started and done awesome with. We also have another little campaign that we've started, and we're calling it a grassroots yard sign campaign. And the idea came a couple years ago. I was driving, and I think it was up through Route County, and I saw their signs. It said, like, you know, coal keeps our lights on, or something like that. And I thought, wow, that sends a message, you know, to anyone who's coming in their county, who lives there, and this universal message, right? So I thought, man, how could we do something like that in La Plata County?
Sure.
And so I thought, well, you know, despite our different beliefs and the diversity that makes our county so beautiful, we can all agree on one thing, and that is we love where we live.
Yes.
Right? And we can attribute that to the beautiful landscapes and the healthy lands. And a lot of that's due to agriculture and producers in the area. So we came up with this yard sign idea, and it's just a simple nonpartisan message, a nonpartisan show of support. And it says this home supports Colorado agriculture. And so you might see these around the towns and in Bayfield and Ignacio and in Durango. We'll have those yard signs for sale at our annual meeting for $10. And then we'll also be the next Saturday at the Heritage Days Festival in Bayfield. We'll have a Farm Bureau booth. We'll have Farm Bureau sponsored hay rides, and we'll have the Farm Bureau ag trailer and a safety trailer. So lots of things that Farm Bureau is doing in your community that you can come and just see what we're about.
Well, and it's, you know, you mentioned the Heritage Days, and before we went on air, you asked me if I'd been. I said no, but I've been caught in the sheep traffic jam.
Yeah, I know. Well, you can come
in. Which is cool.
It is so fun if you're not in a hurry.
Yeah, but, you know.
It's a cool piece of history here.
It is.
You know, fun story. My family, it was the Lassiter sheep that started that festival. My in-laws went to Ketchum, Idaho.
Really?
And they wanted to do something with the sheep. They're like, how can we make this a community event in the fall?
Right.
And they saw this festival going on in Idaho. And so they thought, we can do this in Bayfield.
So
and
that your was 20- family's to blame.
Yeah.
No, that's awesome.
It's a good blame. Yeah. So it's, I think it's our 21st year. This will be our 22nd year for Heritage Days. So lots of fun stuff going on.
Well, you know, and I think that's so important, one, to celebrate our heritage.
Absolutely.
You know, and having that and realizing all the different things, again, that the agricultural industry here and across the state, across the nation, everything that you do, because I jokingly say that that meat department just doesn't, you know, get their meat. It comes from somewhere. Now, you're going to have to hold that thought because we got to take a break. No, you're fine. We're going to take a quick break. And don't forget, it's all coming up at La Platte's Pond, September 17th. Tickets are available at the Farm Bureau office at 20th and Main or Basin Co-op. We're going to be back in just a few minutes and talk more about Farm Bureau and everything that they have going on. You're listening to Durango Digs on AM 1240 KDJO 98.3 FM. Stay tuned.